I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
All right. Thank you very, very much, everybody, my friends, some longtime advertisers there. And welcome back. It is our third hour for this Sunday morning. And a quick reminder of the Crepe Myrtle Trails run that is coming up this next Saturday morning early at Craig Ranch. All the information, you're hearing the ads for it here this morning, and all of the information is at crepemyrtletrails.org, C-R-A-P-E, crepemyrtletrails.org. Standing by right now from the Dallas Arboretum, we have the Senior Director of the Gardens from the Dallas Arboretum, Jimmy Turner. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us, and you're going to talk about a gerbera. Heck of a deal. Beautiful. And so you were out shopping yesterday?
I was out shopping yesterday for a little fall veggies and a few other things to put in my yard, and happened to notice these were at North Haven Garden. It's a plant I've been kind of promoting for the last couple of years. And
they pay attention to what you're talking about. They very often are a great source of the things that you talk about. So hats off to them. And what is this gerbera in particular?
This one's a perennial for us, and it's not like the gerbera daisies you should get at the grocery store. It looks a little bit different. The flowers are a little bit smaller, and they're on taller stems, but this plant has done exceptionally well for me there in the arboretum. The foliage is almost evergreen in the winter, and we drop below 20, it finally burns off. But it'll actually bloom from now till about mid-December till we really get some cold weather. Hardy zone 7. I actually think it'd probably be zone 6 if you mulched it heavily. They're about 18 inches tall, and there's 6 colors, orange, buttermilk, which is kind of a pale yellow, white, pink, carmine, which is just a dark pink, and then scarlet. They're all really good. Make great cut flowers, full sun to light afternoon shade, and really no powdery mildew or pest problems.
Right, and this is specifically Drakensberg or garden gerbera. They're not the florist gerberas that you see so many places. This is Drakensberg. Is that the way it's going to be labeled?
That's the way it's going to be labeled. That's actually the variety name. So.
All right. Hey, Jimmy, I have a philosophical question before we finish your report. It's a very important question to everybody listening. USDA, in printing my calendar last week, we found that we had the prior USDA hardiness zone map. And against my better judgment, I put the new one in. And I don't trust that thing. I'm just curious. I'm not trying to pin you down, but it has moved zone 8 way up into southern Oklahoma. And I think a thing is based on the last 30 years of weather. How much stock would you put in that? Now, you're in an urban heat pocket at the Arboretum and in your own home garden, but if you were in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area, would you consider most of us to be Zone 8 or Zone 7? Are you comfortable with the Zone 8 rating?
I am not. I actually think that, you know, when you get about where you are north and get out of the concrete jungle, you're definitely Zone 7, and Oklahoma definitely still drops below, you know. Even in my talks, I tell people, what zone are we? And I said, well, you know, last winter we were zone 9, and the winter before we were zone 6. So they kind of average out.
They're kind of looking at the 30-year average and the coldest temperature you might expect during those 30 years. But you know, 83, 84 are about to roll off on that 30-year average, and that's when we were below freezing for so long. And December 23, 1989, and we went below zero. And if you start planting Zone 8 plants, which would include some of the pittosporums, and it would certainly include gardenias, I'm sorry, I've lost them too many times. Okay, I take you off your pathway here. Let's see if we can re-find you. Let's get the GPS turned back on again. Autumn at the Arboretum, tell us about it.
Well, we've got about 50,000 pumpkins still and squashes and gourds all across the garden, a pumpkin village, a Cinderella carriage for photos. We've got live music and autumn foods all over the Arboretum from now until the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So come on out and see the whole garden decorated. And on top of that, we've got 20-some-odd pieces of Chihuly hand-blown glass all over the garden, too, which is just absolutely spectacular until we have a freeze, and I'm hoping it's not Monday.
Yeah, really. Folks, if you are just coming into town for the first time in 10 months and you don't know what Jimmy just said, that you think he sneezed, Chihuly glass work is art glass of monumental proportion outdoors. What's the tallest? What's the feather? Is that 40 feet tall?
It's about 35 foot tall.
35 feet tall, and you have small pieces that are 10 feet across, the water lilies and some of the others, and they are all glass, and they're outdoors, and they're beautiful at night. And you still have tickets at night? I know you're going to sell out, and that's why you extended it. You couldn't get everybody in.
We actually still have tickets Monday. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. You have to look online, but I think we're sold up through November, so definitely sign up for some time in December early because they may not last much longer.
All right. All right. I have a special relative whose wife was not happy when it expired. He will be getting my call. It's called my son. Get him out there, Brian. Yeah, oh my. Okay, I appreciate that heads up. The Chihuly Nights, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. And those tickets are buyable online at DallasArboretum.org. All right, Autumn Wednesday, daytime buy. Tell us about that.
Well, if you go online and click on our little coupon section, you can actually print out a coupon for every Wednesday between now and November 21st. You buy one, get one free. So price of one for two people.
All right. Brom Franklin's going to talk about trees. Tell us about that.
Good friend of yours and mine, mm-hmm. and part of the Crepe Myrtles. He is doing Designing Your Garden with Trees, which is all about shade trees, ornamental trees. He'll tell you everything about trees you want to know and how to care for them, and that's on December 1st, 9 to 11, two-hour class. And that's for $27 or $24 for members.
Everybody likes Brom. That's great. All right, and that's in the education part of the website as well. All right, DallasArboretum.org is the website for all that information. How do they find you, Jimmy?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake over in East Dallas. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north. We'll be on the left-hand side when it becomes Garland Road, or take Garland Road south from anywhere and just look for the green sign to say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, and that part's very helpful. And the information phone number?
214-515-6500.
Again, DallasArboretum.org. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Neil.
I appreciate you. And Jimmy's going to be one of our teachers at our landscape school. You see why I like him. Thank you. All righty. Let me tell you right now that was sponsored by the fine folks at Dalworth Clean. Rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets and hardwood and tile and grout and natural stone and fine rugs. It doesn't get any better than Dalworth Clean. James Smith, you've heard his voice. You've heard my comments here this morning. When he set his business up, his plan was make the customers happy. They'll call you back. And he's never wavered from that, and that's exactly the case. Pay $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. That's a bargain, and it will get your carpets looking the best they've looked since the day they were new. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or call them tomorrow at 267-8433. Count on Dalworth for quality and service. Count on them for new floor coverings if you need those. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Of course, Dalworth Restoration Services as well. Dalworth Clean. Call them for that $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet cleaning. 214 or 817-267-8433. Call tomorrow. Dalworth.com. Book online.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we have Brent in Weatherford. Brent, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. I've got a couple of crepe myrtles I want to move from my property, and I've pretty much dug around them, but I haven't got the major root at the bottom yet. I was wondering if it was too early to go ahead and transplant those.
Well, they're very forgiving, and owing to the fact that it's mid-November, you probably, if you said, well, they're bringing the bulldozers in tomorrow, I would say, well, go ahead and get them out. They'll probably do fine. You would be better to wait another 3 or 4 weeks until you've had a couple of really good hard freezes and they're totally dormant. That's the very best time. What are your odds if you're careful of succeeding in moving a crepe myrtle then? Probably 98% if you're careful. If you know a professional tree digger, 98%, 99%. Now 96%, whatever. I don't know that those are accurate, but either time could work because we're so late in the fall. Better to wait until then. For all other plants, folks who are listening, for all other plants, you must wait until after they freeze. Crepe myrtles just are a little more forgiving.
I can wait a couple of weeks. That's not a big deal.
Yeah. You got other stuff you can do. Yeah, gotta be something.
Don't remind me, Neil.
I know. Oh, but tell me. I understand. Brent, I appreciate your call so much. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Evelyn in, I think she may be in Maybank. I'm having some trouble with my screener board here. Evelyn, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
I want to know when the best time to trim an oleander, a rose morrow, and a crepe myrtle. They're growing above my roof line. And I would like to trim them back because they're leaning on the roof.
All right. You may have heard my comment last hour on one or two of those where the same question came up. And my comment was that anytime somebody says I want to prune something back, it tells me that they really, in the long term of it all, have the wrong plant there because those plants are going to regrow. That's their genetic predisposition. They're going to grow to those same heights. The best time to prune them, and let me help you with them, oleanders, that was what the topic was with the other call, and that time, the best time to prune them is right after they bloom in the spring. You want to prune them as little as possible because you will really impact next year's blooms if you do much pruning during the winter. Try to remove branches. Don't cut them back. Remove the longest branches and cut them flush with another branch. Don't leave stubs. As soon as you leave stubs, then you're going to really have a miserable-looking crepe oleander. What were the other plants?
Crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle. Please don't prune it back. That's what we call crepe murder. As I said to another caller earlier, it's barbaric. You need to move that crepe myrtle out where it has all the room it needs. There are crepe myrtles. I'm very involved with the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney, and at our World Collection Park, we have varieties that will never grow more than 2 feet tall. We have varieties that grow 8 feet tall, 12 feet tall, 32 feet tall. You must get a variety that's the right size for where you have. Move that out. Don't cut it back.
Okay.
Rose mallow, is that what you said?
Yes.
All right. Rose mallow is a hardy hibiscus, and those are cut to the ground after the first freeze. They die completely back to the ground, if that's what you have.
Yes, that's what I have.
All right. And the fourth one?
No, that was just the three.
The three. All right.
Yeah, we got it covered.
All right. I appreciate your call, Evelyn. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will
so
come
much.
Back in just a second and go to Philip in the Colony and to Ben in Morganville. I don't know where Morganville is. We'll find out together, and hopefully to your call as well at 800-288-WBAP. It's a good time to call, 800-288-9227. Well, I'm going to tell you about our home landscape school once again. And as I mentioned, I have heavied up on the ads for the landscape school today because we've extended the early sign-up discount through next Wednesday. So I wanted to have one Sunday where I could really tell you about this school. We're not going to make registered landscape architects out of you in one day. That's a very precise art and science that takes a college degree. What we are going to be able to do is give you a huge appreciation of fine landscaping and the knowledge of how to do a landscape plan for yourself and how to do it to scale. When I see problems for folks, they haven't drawn their landscape plan to scale. They haven't thought about how large will that plant go? Will it get into my eaves? Will I have to prune it back? Tell me if any of this sounds familiar. And a landscape plan that shows the mature size of the plant is what you need to avoid those problems. That's what we will teach you on Saturday, January 26th, all day long. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum and Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and I will teach. I'm going to teach more than I've ever taught in the Home Landscape School. And by the way, we're proud that Callaway's Nursery is a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School. Callaway's Nursery, because life should be beautiful. All right. And so that's on Saturday, January 26th, all day in Plano. And then 2 weeks later, on February 9 or 10, your choice, we'll give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to finish up your landscape plan. You're going to love this. It sells out every year. It's $179 for one person, $219 for two people, same household. Those prices go up by $20 in just a few days. So call before 11 today to register. 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you use to call for my calendar and magazine offer. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Nursery and Landscape is at 5518 President George Bush Highway. It used to be called Liberty Grove Road, and it's a little two-lane road. Now it is a 500-lane road, and they're on the northbound access road just north of Highway 66. What an easy, wonderful location, Covington Nursery and Landscape. My friends Joe and Gail Covington founded this nursery almost 40 years ago, and for all of that time, Joe has told us, all of us, that the best time to plant trees so they'll have several months to get established before summer heat returns is now, October and November, right now. Covington's has stocked up on the best shade trees for our area. Schumard red oaks, burr oaks, live oaks, Chinese pistachios, shantung maples, so many more. They are bringing in truckloads weekly, so you can have a great selection. Covington's has 18 acres of container-grown trees in all sizes and prices, from small 3-gallon size to awesome 100-gallon trees, big enough to shade your home right now. I might add, I'm going to be out there this week. I'm going to be getting some things for a landscape project I'm working on. I practice what I preach, and our Sunday morning gospel is fall planting is the best, and Deacon Joe Covington is the one who delivers that sermon. Covington's also has a large assortment of high-quality shrubs, beautiful roses, including knockouts, pansies and violas in every color of the rainbow. Purchase your pansies on sale. Buy three flats. You'll get the fourth flat free. Eye-catching color around your home from now until spring. Go by and see the friendly folks at Covington's for all of your garden and landscape needs. Check out the website covingtonnursery.com to see what they have in stock. covingtonnursery.com, 18 acres, open later today at 5518 President George Bush Highway. That's just barely north, maybe 100 yards north of Highway 66 off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com.
The Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney 5K and 1 Mile Fun Run will be next Saturday, November 17, at Cooper Aerobics Center at Craig Ranch, 7910 Colin McKinney Parkway in McKinney. It starts at 8:30 with a 1 Mile Run and Walk, and the 5K Run and Walk at 9. All of the details are at crepemyrtletrails.org. C-R-A-P-E, crepemyrtletrails.org. Our sincere thanks go to the McKinney Community Development Corporation for their support. We'll see you there.
Dallas Plumbing Company, serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex all the way through since 1903. These people are the best. There is a deadline approaching. This is a deadline you need to make sure you take advantage of this until November 15. And what are we now? It's the 11th. It's Veterans Day. You have just 4 more days. Get up to $1,350 cash back and 0% interest for up to 3 years on new qualifying high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning systems. We took advantage of this special or a very similar one earlier this year from Dallas Plumbing, and folks could not be happier. Saved money from the outset, took advantage of the great deal, and they're just fabulous people. It's just the best of everything. That since 1903, they've been in business. Their orange and black trucks travel all over the Metroplex, and they are there to help you. You need to call them to take advantage of this special again. Now through November 15, get up to $1,350 cash back and 0% interest for up to 3 years on new qualifying high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating systems. That's from Dallas Plumbing Company, the pros. And remember that their showroom is at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's their kitchen and bath showroom. Years, 6 years before we ever did ads, before I ever did my first ad for Dallas Plumbing, we had bought all of the fixtures for our home at Dallas Plumbing at that showroom, 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. They are the experts. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com. Back to the phone lines. We have Ben in Morganville. Ben, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Morgan Mill, M-I-L-L.
Morgan Mill. All right. Thank you. Sorry, we have several typos and my mistake. So how can I help you?
I've got a pine tree that's probably 6-7 years old, about 15 feet tall. And down at the base, I noticed there's a bunch of ants attacking it, and they've broken through the bark, and there's formed some crystals there. What do we need to do?
All right. The ants may not be causing that. There may be pine bark beetles in the trunk. You might have injury of some sort in the trunk.
We lost several pine trees, both of these, during that horrible summer we had last year.
Yeah, pines were hurt mercilessly. Where is Morgan Mill?
We're 25 miles north of Walmart in Stephenville, between Stephenville and I-20.
All right, and what kind of pine is this?
You know, I do not know that.
Okay. Is this one you planted?
We planted it, planted several of them over the last 15 years. This one is probably 7 or 8 years old.
All right. And you bought them in a nursery, so I don't need to know where, but you bought them in a nursery?
We bought them in a nursery.
In containers.
Right.
And are the needles, and I'm stepping out on a pine limb, a very supple, slippery pine limb. Are the needles maybe 3 inches long and not necessarily straight, but a little bit of a corkscrew to them? Not much, as opposed to 4 or 5 inches long straight as can be?
That's correct.
You probably have Elderica pine. And, Ben, I can't remember what the disease is that gets in those, but they are cratering all over Texas, the Elderica pines. Beg your pardon?
We lost several last year, and I just thought it was.
I drive past a couple of yards in Collin County when I'm heading toward Central Expressway that had 10 or 12 Elderica pines each in their yards, and they have systematically over the last 2 or 3 drought cycles lost those. Elderica pines are from Afghanistan. They are also called Afghan pine. You can look it up as Pinus elderica and see if that's what you have, P-I-N-U-S, Pinus elderica, E-L-D-A-R-I-C-A. If that's what you have, they have proven to be not very good investments in the eastern two-thirds of Texas because of the we have some years when we only get 20 or 25 inches of rain, and Stephenville probably 15 to 20, but they are from an area that gets 10 to 15, and we also have years where we get half again as much, and they can't handle that. They seem to die worse during or the following year after a wet period. And
we got 17 inches last year, and we've been pretty blessed this year, but
I know, and so the crystalline sap that you're seeing, I think, is just coming as a part of that. Look up diseases of Pinus elderica. What I would do on a web search is plant pathology Pinus elderica, and that's going to put you into plant pathology laboratories of the South where that plant is grown. Plant was brought into the United States in 1975 by Dr. Fred Widmeyer at New Mexico State. They thought they had a plant that would just be great for drought tolerance. The problem is it cannot tolerate wet soils, and that's the problem I have with native plants from West Texas being used in the eastern half of the state. They're not native in our half of the state because of something, and in many cases it's because it can't handle the moisture. So that's what I'm thinking. I don't think those ants had anything to do with it. I think you have some trees that are probably not salvageable. I've talked to the Forest Service people. I've talked to plant pathology about this and that's what I have been told by everyone. Every expert was, this is a problem. We should not plant them any longer. And not in our area, especially in poorly drained areas. Ben, I've told you more than I know on that one, and I wish I could remember the pathogen. I'm going to find it when I get off the air.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll see what I can do while I'm in the news break. Take care. All right, we do need to get to that news break. Let me begin by telling you about a company, if you're in the Metroplex, that would have the answers that you need on trees. In fact, they are kind of my go-to people quietly when I need some help of a professional nature, and they do all the work on my trees. That is, of course, let's say it together, class, Arborological Services. The name just rolls off your tongue, doesn't it? I've been doing ads for them for 20 years, and for the first 10 or 12 years, I bothered to say it is like Arborological. And I don't think I've done that kind of a commentary now for more than once or twice a year for the last 10 years. I just assume that everybody knows who they are. If you're a new listener to my program, you might say, what is that word? Well, it's a very serious word out of the forestry industry. It means relating to trees, arbor. Arbors. And so as a result, these people sit and think about trees all day long. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. There's that word again. And these are the best trained employees you're going to find anywhere in the business. Arborological Services, their tree climbers have won the Texas State Championship 21 of the 31 times the competition's been held. For all of your tree management program, whether it's routine maintenance or whether it is cabling and bracing or even sophisticated removal of trees in difficult situations, they are the very best. Dallas area number 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Fort Worth and Tarrant County area, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and their website is arborological.com.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
My 2013 Texas gardening calendar printed on Thursday and Friday. I did press checks all day those days, and folks, I can tell you, it's going to be beautiful. I've done 30 years worth of press checks, 30 years, 360 photographs I've looked at and approved. Some of those press checks just to approve a given photo took several hours. In this case, just a first-class printer, Bill, the press man, and my buddy Colin Flood with Williamson Printing, I thank them. And Cindy Smith, who is my artist, who just made everything look so great. What a team. And Carolyn Skye, my editor, who edited my editorial. 10,000 words telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Carolyn, on more than one occasion, said, Neil, I know what you're trying to say, but they're not going to understand it. Reword it. And she offered suggestions. Just terrific help all the way through. This calendar, my 30th annual, is the best we've ever done. Get it at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine until 11 o'clock today. That's 1-800-752-GROW. 10,000 words of when to do things, a beautiful calendar, and a full year of the award-winning best regional magazine, gardening magazine in America, written just for Texas. Our magazine, 27 years old now. It's $38.95 is the total price. Need to give you that price, don't I? $38.95, here's the number. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Use that same number to register for our landscape school. 1-800-752-GROW. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. And once again, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We have 74 degrees now at 10:34. A deadly explosion rocks Indianapolis overnight. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic from the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast. Cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms likely for the next several hours. And the storm's going to be moving fast, not going to drop a lot of heavy rain, and should get less than a half inch before the rain moves on out. And temperatures will be in the mid-70s or so before temps start to fall into the 60s for the afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny and much cooler. Winds out of the north, a high 59. You'll drop down to 36 on Monday night, 63 for the high on Tuesday. Overcast skies. We have rain starting to move into Tarrant and Denton counties. It is 74 degrees currently. Now check the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
The major accidents or stalls reported around the metro area right now. Some high winds and light rain, though, so a use caution. North side of Dallas, 635 LBJ east and westbound between I-35 East, Stebbins, and 75 Central. Watch for ongoing construction and possible lane closures. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
At least two people dead and about 200 have been forced from their homes after a deafening explosion in Indianapolis overnight. Authorities say two homes were leveled, others set ablaze. Authorities have searched house to house. They have not determined what caused the fire and the explosion. Strong earthquake in northern Myanmar today may have killed as many as a dozen, although there are conflicting reports. A magnitude 6.8 quake collapsed a bridge and a gold mine damaged several old Buddhist pagodas. Baylor University has received regulatory permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to its proposed stadium. Waco Tribune-Herald reports the permits for the new Baylor Stadium will keep the project on schedule for an August 2014 opening. Construction of the foundation scheduled to begin next month. And two people, a mother and son, are dead after an oil rig truck toppled onto their car after a collision on a South Texas highway. Crash happened this weekend on US 281 near the Edinburgh Airport. It's about 50 miles northwest of Brownsville. The truck driver was not injured. Again, looking for a high today of 73 degrees. It is 74 degrees at DFW Airport. In the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
It's a rapidly changing world. Rapidly changing world. From the White House to the Metroplex, change is all around us. Where do you turn to keep up? From our state-of-the-art news center overlooking Victory Plaza at the American Airlines Center, we never close.
Never close.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, keeping a sharp eye on your world. It's changing. Are you listening? News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It's pansy season, and Rubles Plants is where Dallas goes for pansies. Rubles has pansies and violas in all colors. Both are great for the cooler weather moving into winter, and violas are a wonderful shade plant. Rubles grows their bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown, and new plants are delivered daily. Come and see the wonderful inventory of shrubs. Come to the farmer's market location for all your fall and holiday decorations from Rubles Interior Garden. Tulip bulbs are at Rubles. Put them in the refrigerator and chill until mid-December. Open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. Farmers Market, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, 214-324-4800. And Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue, 469-248-2796. Go to Rubles.com for their fall color chart. Then call them and they'll deliver. That's RUIBALS.com. Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
It's almost time for the 2012 Crepe Myrtle Trails 5K and Family Fun Run in McKinney. Saturday, November 17, at the Cooper Aerobic Center at Craig Ranch. What a great way to spend the Saturday morning before Thanksgiving. Serious runners will enjoy a certified fast 5K course complete with chip timing by Run-On of Texas. Family runners and walkers can tackle the one-mile course and enjoy many new family fun activities. We'll have a petting zoo, a bounce house, great music, a face paint. The school with the most runners will see their coach or principal kiss a pig. Early registration fees end today. $15 for student runners, $25 for adult runners. After today, registration fees are $20 for students, $30 for adults. Find details and the registration form at crepemyrtletrails.org. Again, that's Saturday, November 17 at the Cooper Aerobic Center at Craig Ranch. Our sincere thanks go to the McKinney Community Development Corporation for their support. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. And closing remark, I will see you there. I will see you there. I'm going to be out taking photos of the fun run. I'm not a runner, but it is more fun for families. I think I have a bunch of my grandkids who are going to be involved in that. At least I'm told they will, so we'll hope. Anyway, I hope you will come join us. CrepeMyrtleTrails.org is the website for all that information. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Mike in Denison. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
I have some rosemary plants that were planted as a hedge. I duly noted your statement about the wrong plants in the wrong place, but it's already been done. And They, of course, have gotten leggy over the years, and I would like to trim them back and make them bushy again. How far down can I cut those without killing them?
I don't have any problem with that, because that's kind of a maintenance of an herbaceous shrub. I do trim my dwarf Yaupon hollies and my dwarf Chinese hollies each February with a gasoline-powered hedge trimmer. It's the only time all year that I do any pruning, and I'll take 2 or 3 inches off those so they'll grow back and be nice and uniform in their size. I prune a Salvia greggii, which is a little more like the rosemary you're talking about in terms of how it grows. You're doing fine. I'm not going to... I won't be using you as a bad example later today when I talk to my friends.
Mike, I like to trim it.
How tall are they? Rosemary normally doesn't get that tall. How tall are they now?
Oh, if I let them grow, I want them to be about 3 feet tall, so I'd like to cut them down to like a foot and a half or so.
All right, and where are they now?
They're at 3.5. They're about 3.5 feet tall, but they're not looking good, you know.
All right. What I would do first of all is prune them so they're at least reasonable looking now. Your major pruning ought to wait till the other end of the winter. It ought to be done probably in late January. They will start blooming early in the late winter, early spring. So you don't want to wait too long to do it. But pruning, it will stimulate growth. Rosemaries in Grayson County are just a little bit winter tender, and so it would be better if you could hold off on the pruning just a little longer. And if they're 3.5 feet tall, you're trying to get them thicken up so that they will be attractive at 3 feet, I would not prune them back to a foot and a half. I would prune them back probably closer to 2 to 2.5 feet and do it a branch at a time with lopping shears, as much as you can stand, much as your patience will let you, because that way they don't look like they've just been sheared.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
All right. Thanks for the call. It's interesting. Let me go to Elizabeth in Boyd. Elizabeth, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sperry. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. It's Neil, and I'm really glad that you called.
Thank you so much. I have a kind of an extension question past the sandburrs. We've been working on that over the last 2 years. I'm wanting to grow a lawn area, and we've got just sand for soil, and I was wondering what's your advice on that.
All right. The most durable grass that we have, let me tell you the 6 or 7 kinds of grass that grow and a very brief comment about each one of them to help you know why I go where I'm going. I'm going to start with the ones that are the least likely to be candidates, and that would be centipede, which does have to have sand, but likes acidic soils and acidic irrigation water, so it grows in East Texas. It's just not a candidate for most of us who have alkaline irrigation water and alkaline soil. Second least likely candidate in my listing would be buffalo grass. It's drought tolerant and it's native around you, but the problem is that the grass that I'm going to recommend to you ultimately will invade it and overtake it, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, so that rules those out. Then we get to the zoysias, which really are very attractive grasses and might be candidates, but they're going to require more water in the sandy soil than what I'm going to end up recommending. Zoysias might be a possibility. If you have shade, St. Augustine is your only option, and it will definitely need more water than all the other grasses that we've talked about, especially in sandy soil. And then my recommendation to you is going to be common Bermuda grass, because it is native, it is assertive, it is drought tolerant, as much so as buffalo grass is. A lot of people think buffalo grass is the more drought tolerant.
All right. I really appreciate that. Having St. Augustine all my life is kind of a switch being out in the country.
I live in the country and I have St. Augustine around my home, but I have common Bermuda in the bigger area because I know I can let it be abused a little bit and I don't have to water it.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's an acre of property. If it were my lawn, I would be watering it. I'm not saying we shouldn't water. I'm just saying I can't water an acre of turf. I'm not going to do that. And so the lawn that matters to me is in the shade, and it's St. Augustine nearer my home.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
I mean, thank you.
Appreciate your call. You're fine.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to come back to Wayne in Richardson in just a moment. We'll take our last break for this day. I really would like to have one or two other calls, and Charlie Trudeau is available to screen right now. Limited waiting. Call now. 1-800-288-WBAP. That's the only number you have to remember is 288-WBAP. It's 800-288-9227. This is my last ad for the disc. This is the last ad that I will do, in fact, for the discounted price for our home landscape school, which will be all day Saturday, January 26th in Plano. And I want to tell you right now that I am very proud that Ag Power and McKinney, my friends, what a great store, sponsors of our 2013 home landscape school. Ag Power has utility vehicles and tools and yard equipment. They have everything. If you need a $300,000 combine, they have that. I suspect that you need trimmers and other things. Ag Power is our sponsor, and we are really proud of them and proud to have them as a sponsor. Now, the landscape school will be all day that Saturday, January 26th. We will teach you Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens, and I will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project that you want. This is something that will be designed around what you need, what you want. That's how good this is going to be. It's going to be great for you, I think. I think you're going to agree. It's always a sellout, and we have so many nice comments on the landscape school. Principles of good design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, how to have a beautiful lawn, the fun patios and backyards, and how to have an effective entryway and front garden, a beautiful front yard. All of that, and we'll teach you how to draw it to scale. Now, you need to sign up before 11 today if you want this lowest price. It's $179 for one person. It's $219 for two people from the same household. Those prices go up $20 come next Wednesday or Thursday. It's through Wednesday. So sign up right now. If you want to sign up at neilsperry.com, you can, but don't delay because the price is going up. We've already delayed we've extended it. I will not extend it again. So it's through Wednesday. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Oh, I didn't mention February 9 or 10 will put you in the association with a landscape designer to finish your plan. 30-minute consultation, your choice of February 9 or 10. So all day, the 26th of January. Anyway, that's the gist of it all. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscape and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes on Saturday, November 17th, how to install thin veneer stone. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
One day at a time, Serenity. to see if your student, your child or grandchild might qualify for Serenity High, and your school district might be a partnering district so that the tuition will be paid totally by the partnering district. Go to serenityhigh.org. This is a part of the McKinney Independent School District. It's a public school, the only public recovery high school in America. Kind of cool deal. Dalworth Crawl Space. Now, let me give you the four example. Let's say that you have a pier and beam house, or that there's a part of your home that is over bare soil, soil that gets wet, that develops mold and has a musty smell to it. Have you ever crawled around in that sort of thing, and you say, you know, I kind of got a sore throat down there. That wasn't so good. And then you realize that vapor, all that stuff is coming up into your house. Dalworth Crawl Space, a part of Dalworth Restoration, which is a partner company of the company you hear me talk about so much here, and that's Dalworth Clean. They have the neatest deal for you, and you need to go to the website to see it. I didn't even believe and understand all the detail of it until I saw it on the website. The Clean Space Encapsulation System. A Clean Space liner is used to isolate you and your home from the dirt. It says earth, I'm saying dirt, and the molds and all that stuff and the musty smell. Now, the liner is installed, sealed along the walls and the flooring. It's sealed around pipes and columns and piers. It's like a pool liner. It's seven layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. For more information, call Dalworth Crawl Space, 214-267-8433 or 817-267-8433, or go to dalworthrestoration.com. All right, remember the Crepe Myrtle Trails run will be held next Saturday, and all the details are at crepemyrtletrails.org. And I'll be out there, and a lot of us will be out there. It's a fundraising, fun event with a petting zoo and Crepe Myrtle Village, Myrtle Village, and all the other things going on. And it will be next Saturday at the Cooper Center, outside the Cooper Center at Craig Ranch in McKinney. So come join us, won't you please? CrepeMyrtleTrails.org for all the information. Wayne in Richardson, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil, I appreciate your work very much.
Thank you.
Hey, I've got a large red oak in the backyard that the kids always play under, and they always get muddy because there's no ground cover beneath the tree. Nothing will grow under there. And I want the kids to be able to play on it. I've got the possibility, the availability of getting truckloads of mulch from a local business that just cuts up their, not buying it, it's actually free. So they, when they trim their trees, they make it into mulch. Are there any problems to that with it not being treated at all? It's just all types of different trees ground up.
There's no problem with that, but it'll be fairly coarse. My guess would be that you'll see golf ball size pieces, and there's going to be some hard stuff in there that the kids won't enjoy walking on. That's not a very good surface. I think you'd be much better off to get pine bark mulch. And
gotcha.
I buy 50 or 75 bags at a time for some pathways in our landscape. And I'm very happy with that. I always look for nickel and dime size peaches. You're going to probably have to get the product that I have from an independent retail garden center, or maybe a hardware store, not a national home center of some sort.
That's what I use before I plant plants and that sort of thing. But I just wanted something cheap, you know, for just my kid yells in the background.
Yeah, I understand. I buy all that in bulk but I buy bags of it on my trailer and I bring it home and just have it. So when I need to replenish a pathway or a walking area that may be broadened out in some way, or as a mulch beneath my shrubs, or as a soil amendment before I plant things, I use pine bark mulch three different ways. I prefer it to all the other bark products. And I'm going to do something I very rarely do, because several people have told me, well, I can't find the nickel and dime size pieces. The brand that I like is Jamasco. They do advertise here once in a long while, but I just don't want to frustrate people. J-E-M-A-S-C-O. And nurseryman can get that for you. They have it usually. But that's what I use, and I think that would work well for you. And then I have a lot of ground cover and other things. And so my kids and now my grandkids do not have free reign of the entire backyard. They have reign of areas where I want them to be able to walk and the dogs as well. I just don't feel like I want mulch over the whole place. And so I have a lot of Mondo grass and other durable ground cover.
Okay, I was just concerned with the possibility of bringing in different types of bugs and that sort of
thing.
Well,
I'm not a fan of the mixed stuff in that use. I think it would be a mistake, personal opinion.
Okay, gotcha.
It's fine as a mulch. You're not going to bring anything in that's not already available to these plants to be a problem. That's not the issue. The issue is the coarseness of it and just the look of it. It's just so coarse. I better run, but I really appreciate your call. Margaret and McKinney, I have about a half minute or a minute to help, and then Will and Weatherford, I'm going to try to help you as well. Margaret, what is your question, please?
Hi, I want to know when I should stop running my sprinklers on my lawn for fall and winter, and then when do I stop mowing?
All right, I leave my sprinklers in the manual mode during the winter time. Actually, I leave them in the manual mode all the time, with one exception that I'll explain in a quick moment. And then I watch my plants. I watch the soil. You can see the soil around the foundation or at where you have edging or curbs. And when that soil begins to shrink away, it's time to run the sprinklers and run them the same length of time you normally do, just not nearly as often. There are winters that I'll water once or twice in the entire winter. There are winters where I'll water every 10 or 15 days, but probably not much more often than that. As far as mowing is concerned, mow right up to frost. When the grass stops growing, you stop mowing. Letting the grass get tall does not strengthen it. It weakens it. So just keep mowing and keep the leaves picked up by the mowing process. Margaret, I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Will in Weatherford, I'm not going to try to put you on the air. Trimming and fertilizing peach trees. Let me give you everything I know about trimming and fertilizing peach trees. You trim them from the moment that they are planted. You prune them by 50% the day you plant a bare-rooted or a brand new peach tree. You prune it back to 20 to 24 inches. Then you allow 3 or 4 scaffold branches to develop, and those are your main branches. You always prune off anything vertical each winter. You're going to be removing maybe a third or 25% of the growth each year. Your goal is to have a bowl-shaped peach tree. Fertilize it as it starts to grow in the spring, then again in early summer. Folks, thanks so much for listening. Randy Williams, Charlie Trudeau, thank you. Happy gardening.